What's up, what's up? You are now listening to the Limitless Experience with Eric. Thank you for tuning in. This is a recap to Raising Kanan, Season 3, Episode 9, titled Home to Roost. Enjoy. Previously on the Limitless Experience with Eric.
In the scene that they showed us between Howard, Marvin, Lou, and Rock, I hope we see that in its entirety next episode. I don't want it to be on some okay, to be continued shit. Like, show us that completely. I want to see, does Lou get killed? Or does Marvin save Lou? Question for you guys. Besides being a dope head, what's up with Gerald?
Oh my God. Okay, is he dying next episode, y'all think?
Like, if you gotta send your daughters out in the cold, you know what I mean, to get your high, you can't control that, man. That controls you. He gonna pop himself. That's what I think. Cause
I can see that.
He's gonna do that, or he's gonna overdose. He's gonna overdose.
Which sucks. Sucks for Gerald. I ain't gonna be around long. Either he's gonna OD, or he's gonna get popped. Marvin gonna have to kill him. But what's gonna happen to the kids? Y'all think Marvin take the kids in?
I was just thinking this, Kim. Ronnie should have told them. Should have told the social worker about Gerald. That's what should have happened. But you fucking worrying about Kanan and Rock when this motherfucker's putting his daughters out in the cold to get high. Go take his daughters.
I got Tiffany and Deron with me today. What's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, everything's good.
So how many times you guys watched this episode?
Twice.
Same. So let's start off with this guy, Lou, drunk again. Yeah. He stumbles into the liquor store to buy some liquor for $10.95. I thought that the dude behind the counter was a little bit aggressive from the start.
$10.95. Are you planning on paying or not? Because that's how this works. You pick out what you want, you give me the money, and then you pay for it. You're only halfway there.
He didn't even let Lou get to the money yet, but then Lou just pulled the gun out. That was kind of stupid. And the guy shot at him for $10.95. I thought that was a little bit OD. It's not like he tried to rob the place. You're about to shoot at somebody or you shot at somebody for $10.95?
Not even worth it.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought he was a bit aggressive from the beginning. It was just like, okay.
Right. Soon as
Luke picked the bottle. I'm sure his guard was up initially. First of all, he was drunk, so he probably didn't know what that man was going to do. You know how those type of black on white situations are.
Mm-hmm.
Like he knew something was up, but then why not just call the cops?
Right. It's funny because I kind of laughed when Lou pulled the gun out because like that dude behind the counter, he was just had bad energy. So like I don't know, for some reason I just laughed when Lou pulled the gun out.
You knew he was gonna do that.
Right. Question for you guys. When those two cops came and grabbed Lou out that bar that he was asleep at because he was still fucking drunk, and they said, our friend is looking for you. What was the first thought in your head? Because to me, it wasn't Howard. Who did you guys think they were taking him to?
I don't know, but I didn't think Howard initially either. I was just like, what's up with this? But I didn't know who it was. I definitely didn't think it was Detective Howard. But so, after I watched it the second time, it made sense.
Right.
You know, because I'm like, okay, right. I get it.
So when Ronnie was supposed to meet up with Giuliani, he had five people in that van with him, right? And Joaquin pulled up with like at least 10 people. They would have lost like that battle 15. If they tried to have a shootout.
Right.
Like, you're not shooting your way. And these are like straight killers he got with him. I mean, I'm pretty sure the people Ronnie had with him get down too, but not the way these guys get down. That was a stupid thought on homeboy to say, yo, you want to start shooting with them because I'm ready to go or whatever. Like, that was stupid.
Yeah, and you notice that Ronnie picked up on it immediately what was going down.
Right. He knew. So that's official, right? Like, Ronnie's not getting, like, what is he going to do now for work? Juliana's gone. The only thing Snaps and Pop were doing was financing shit. So he doesn't have a connect now, right?
No.
Right.
It's weird that Ronnie has not went after Rock yet. He only pulled up to her house that one time when he was following Unique. But he literally went after everybody else. He killed Dean, right? He killed Unique.
Yeah.
He went after Juliana to ask about product, and I'm pretty sure if she didn't give him the answer he wanted, he would have done something to her. He even went after Snaps and Pop. I think Snaps and Pop are more untouchable than Rock, and he hasn't even made an attempt on Rock's life yet.
I get that. I mean, I don't think that's too surprising, because think about it. Dean insulted him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Unique insulted him. You know what I'm saying? Every time he had killed most of those folks, is because his feelings was hurt. He was in his feelings.
Right.
But Rock is taking money out of his pocket, and that's the only thing this dude was worried about. That's the reason he killed Unique.
I think he killed Unique because he was pissed when Unique was like, I'm the big dog now, and had beat his ass. And then he just came back and was in a fit of rage. I don't think him killing his brother was because of Rock at that moment. I think it was because of that fight between the brothers, and when Unique got up and was like, yeah, I'm the big dog now.
Right.
He was like, the hell of you are? So I think that's why he killed Unique. I don't think it had nothing to do with Rock at that moment. But ultimately, Ronnie wanted work. I think he was trying to set up his connection first before he went after Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Because initially, when he got out of jail, wasn't Rock still saying she wasn't in the game anymore?
Yes, but he didn't believe that shit. That's what Unique was trying to tell him, but he didn't believe it.
Yeah, exactly. So he didn't believe it, but I think that's why he didn't come out of prison and go straight after Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was trying to figure out what was going on, who has to work, where does he need to go to set up his money flow before he dealt with her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the first thing out of his mouth was, is this because of Rock? And Joaquin was like, nah, this is coming from me. But Ronnie's not stupid. He knows who's behind this.
Right, right.
Right.
Yo, I know we speak on Marvin and his relationship with Juke, but to my memory, in the last three seasons, everybody in the family has had beef with each other except for Rock and Jukebox. What did you guys think about that scene where Rock and Jukebox met up at the diner or whatever? And
loved it.
It was amazing, yes. Right?
Yes, I love that scene. I love that scene because I think we should have taken away something very specific about Jukebox's background, in the sense that it's never been about her.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that big old smile she had when Rock said, I'm not here to talk about Kanan. It's about you right now.
And only you.
And she thought about it for a minute, and that smile came on. I was like, this girl has basically lived her life where everyone has asked her to be something for somebody else.
Right.
You know, so I love that we, you know, got that revelation about her background from that conversation. And I love seeing Patina Miller in that role, in that auntie role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love the way, you know, she just gave her support and was happy and smiling. It's a side of Rock that we don't normally see. Right. So I love that scene. I thought it was excellent.
I always thought that Rock had more of a connection with Jukebox than she ever did with Kanan, Marvin, or Lou. Because with Kanan, Marvin, and Lou, she always had to be the top dog.
Right.
Well, with Jukebox, she had to let her guard down.
Very true. Very true.
So about Fame, it looks like he's about to get signed. Of course, he lied and told this, what is this guy, manager, agent, whatever he is, told him that he talks to Lou on the regular, right? And I remember last episode we were speaking about whether or not Fame should go back to the crib, because we know Ronnie is probably going to be around. Of course, he goes to Kanan's crib to look for Lou, and Ronnie is there. What is Ronnie's issue with Fame? Like, he was roughing, slamming him on the wall, throwing him on the floor. Like, I don't understand what it is. Fame did not talk to the cops. Why does he hate Fame so much? Why is he roughing him up like that?
He's just trying to intimidate him. He's trying to just muscle in on him, just trying to punk him out. That's basically Ronnie's whole ordeal when it comes to
Fame. I agree to that. You know, it's just like dogs can smell fear. I think Ronnie can smell that, you know, Fame is afraid of him. And I just think he's taking advantage of that. And then once Kanan said that, you know, he talk a whole lot, even if he hasn't said anything to the police, I think that in the back of Ronnie's mind, it just gives him another reason not to like him, not to trust him.
Fame needs to stay away from there. Like, I guess he's really focused on his music thing, and maybe Kanan is the only person he could have talked to go after Lou. I don't know. But it did seem like Kanan was a little bit afraid for fame, or he wasn't okay with the way Ronnie was roughing him up.
Exactly. It's I agree. Like, you can see Kanan was like, okay, like, that's enough. Out. Right. Like, that's too much.
It's almost like Ronnie right. is like his little pit bull or some shit.
Yeah, it did seem like that. I'm like, okay, here Ronnie is coming out, like you said, like a pit bull for this 17-year-old kid now. It's like, okay, that's kind of crazy. And the thing with Famous and that guy, I mean, I just got more of a stinking feeling when he had that conversation with the rich guy, because I'm like, okay, here we go. Famous about to get his happy ending. He's supposed to get signed, and this man talking about, I'm rich, you got talent, let's do some business. So it's like, okay, Famous not making it to season 4.
Ooh, so you think Famous out of the next episode?
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, I was talking to a friend about this. I really think that Famous is going to get his fame in death. Because as soon as he dies, I bet you that song is going to hit, and that's when he's going to get the fame that he didn't get in his life when it comes to the music.
So he'll be posthumously celebrated.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. I don't know how he's going to die. I mean, I don't think anyone intentionally has a motive to kill him at this moment. He might get caught in a crossfire, be somewhere he shouldn't be, whatever. But I mean, that whole scene with the rich guy, I'm like, this is what Fame has been wanting. Right. He been wanting to get signed and do music, and here it is. And I was like, yeah, he ain't gonna see it. He ain't gonna see it.
Wow. I kind of disagree. I think that this might be really? His. I think that he might be one of the ones to get a happy ending. I know he probably shouldn't, because, you know, he has a murder on his hands. He did kill Freddie. But at the same time, he killed Freddie out of fear. He was afraid Freddie was bullying him. And the music he's making is almost like it's pretty much a confession. Like, he feels guilty about it. He's like, he might be one of the only people in this show that isn't okay with killing. Like, the other characters, they'll kill and they'll be fine with it. You know what I mean? Even Lou killed a couple of people. You know what I mean? Like, he put a couple people down for Rock, a couple of rivals. He just wasn't okay with killing or with Scrap being killed. But everything else, you know, that's why he's drinking himself to death. But I don't know if Fame is going to... I don't think Fame is going to die. I don't know why. But I think that Lou leaving the scene, and then this agent dude just popping up out of nowhere, is going to somehow get Fame and his mom's out the hood.
Oh, wow. That'd be a great story. I hope that happens for him.
Yeah. Because like you said, who wants to kill him? Whose radar is he on?
Well, that's my thing. If he keep running over to that raggedy tail apartment where Kanan and Ronnie is, and somebody try to shoot up that place, he gonna be in the way.
I agree with you on that. Oh. I disagree with him continually going over there. Stop going to that apartment, bro. Like, you should be happy Kanan kicked you out.
Right.
See, it has a warning sign. Don't go back there.
Right.
Exactly.
Because I don't think Pernessa is going to show back up at the apartment where Ronnie could be at. You know what I mean? Like, they got to stay away. Right. Stay away from Ronnie.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we all saw this coming with Captain Burke. Once a cop, always a cop. His mind is not going to ever stop being a detective, working, being law enforcement. Like, he put this shit together fast, and he was good at it. I don't think Howard is making it to Narcotics. I said this last episode, but now with all the information they got, even his own captain, Captain Baptiste, put two and two together. Now he knows that Jukebox is Marvin's daughter and Howard, and it's getting messy. What do you guys think about this?
It's all going to come back to Detective Howard. Once Captain Baptiste finds out the truth, Detective Howard ain't going to make it to Narcotics. He's not going to make it at all.
Howard definitely tried to talk his way out of it. And he did it very fast, too. Like, there wasn't much stuttering. You know what I mean? Like, instantly he was just saying, trying to give his side of the story, but I don't know if it's enough. It's kind of crazy that they pulled up on, or Agent Tanner pulled up on Juke after her show. But once again, Juke stood tall. But it's a lot of stuff against Howard right now. And I can't see him shaking this off. He tried his best to talk his way out of it to Captain Baptiste. But nah, bro, like, you're connected to way too much stuff. Way too much.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree he's not making it to season four. Or at least I don't think he will. I just don't know how he's going to die. Like, I don't see the daddy actually killing him. I think he's going to want to get quote-unquote justice and have him go to jail or whatever, go through the traditional judicial system. But I don't know. I don't think he's making it to season four. I do agree with that, but I don't know how he's going to die. I don't see him killing Howard unless Howard pulls on him and he does it in self-defense or something, but I don't see him going and confronting Howard to kill him.
You know what just thought entered my head? Howard goes after Burke's girlfriend, right? To try to intimidate her. And then Captain Burke, the father, has to put Howard down to save the girlfriend. Interesting. I can see that happening. Because there's a reason why we keep... Why they haven't written off the girlfriend completely yet. You know what I mean?
You're right. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think...
I'd be glad to see him go, though.
Yeah, I would be too. Like, he's too dirty right now. He is way too dirty. There should be no reward for that. Like, and Tanner is on him. Captain Burke is on him. Captain Baptiste is on him. He's not getting to narcotics. He's lucky if he keeps his job. He's lucky if he stays out of prison.
Exactly.
I think he might get hit by a stray bullet. Who knows?
You think?
He might find himself arguing with Rock or someone else connected to her family, and then it gets out of hand, and at least a shootout, and he gets shot.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you might have a point, because in the preview, they did show somebody trying to roll up on Rock, I think, and shoot her up, so... Rock and Howard was meeting up, you know, all the time and talking and stuff. So he could be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, next episode. I mean, obviously, it's the season finale, so it's going to be some shit popping in that episode.
Yes.
So one of the predictions we had last episode was Gerald is not making it. And, of course, he didn't. This was kind of crazy to me.
Thank God.
You said thank God, Tiff?
Yes, I was sick of his storyline because we knew he was dirty. We knew he was. But remember, I told you I knew that when he was in that anger management class with Marvin, that's how they end up connecting Gerald to Marvin so they could force Gerald to try to get some info on him. Was that class with Miss Renee. So I figured that's how they made that connection. And then I knew Gerald was dirty, like I said, when they was in that diner.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Dean getting killed.
Yeah.
And Marvin had to leave. And Gerald was like, man, you know, he just was upset. Like, damn, I was finally getting some information from his ass. And now he gone.
Right. They cleared up some things because I was really curious of what they had on him. And he told us he had too much heroin on him. So, guys, in the Power Universe, I don't remember any other powers, any other spinoffs where kids die. His daughter died.
His daughter drowned.
She drowned. Alice drowned, right? Nicole was technically a kid. She died of an OD. So that's like the second little white girl that died. But that was a sad storyline. You know what I mean? Like... And Gerald sold it well. I mean, he was in that hospital crying and whimpering and shit. But, yeah, he's done.
We knew that was coming, though.
Right.
We knew that was coming.
Yes, we did.
Because they foreshadowed it, last week or whatever day when Marvin got those girls out the backseat of that car and brought them in.
Right.
And he told Gerald then, he was like, you're going to end up hurting somebody other than yourself.
Right.
And then they foreshadowed it. I know you don't like that part, but at the beginning of the episode this week, you know, they showed the little girls, they showed Gerald, and I was like, yeah, something bad is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Alice died. They took Amber. He hadn't up been to live for. That was a foregone conclusion. Like, we all saw it coming. And I hate to say it, but he deserved it. He deserved to go out the way he went out.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And at least now his little kid got a chance to have a decent life. Hopefully somebody adopt her. Because the mama was messed up. Obviously the daddy was messed up. So hopefully that little girl that's left got a chance at a decent life now.
Right.
I felt nothing when Gerald died. He could have fixed his own mistakes, but he didn't.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yo, did those two feds that busted in there look like junkies to y'all?
No.
The two feds that came, that showed up to his crib and busted down the door, to me, they looked like straight junkies with FBI jackets on.
I need maybe to pick that's up just on me. That, Eric.
Yeah, maybe that's just me, but like I'd say like this, if they didn't have those jackets on, I would have definitely thought that they were the same two guys from the hotel.
From the hotel, but one, but one of them had on a beanie hat. And who knows?
Interesting. At least that storyline is done. I was sick of Gerald.
We all were.
The butter performance was nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I was feeling that.
I was too. I liked the song. Yes, it was great. Jukebox did phenomenal. Love the fact that Crystal, you know, gave her props at the end. I thought that showed some growth in terms of Crystal and her attitude.
Right.
So it was great. I enjoyed it. Once again, Jukebox had her moment.
Yes.
I love that, you know. It was about her in that moment. All the cheering, all the clapping, everything, you know, was like, wow. They clapping for me. They happy for me, you know. And I love that moment for her.
Right, yeah, she deserves it.
Exactly.
She might be the most pure-hearted character on the show.
Right, which, since we know how her life ends, you know, we still haven't seen what made her turn the way that she did, you know?
Yeah.
We might find out in the season finale.
Maybe. But she can code switch really well, too. I give her props for that. Because, you know, when she around those girls and when she around her aunt, you know, she's smiling, she happy. But when she got in with that FBI, she was straight hood. She was like, I ain't telling y'all fuckers nothing.
She's an amazing code
switcher. If you had something on me, I'd be in jail. Facts. You know, if you had something, I wouldn't be here.
Right. Code switching at his finest.
Yes.
Kanan and his mother, the conversation they had at the mall. Kanan is really in the streets now. Told his mom she can't control him.
Yeah.
So they tried, I guess they're trying to make Kanan think that Rock was the one that killed Unique?
Yeah, Ronnie told Kanan that. Why didn't they show them shooting Lou? Or killing Lou? What was the point of that?
Cliffhanger.
Yes, that's what I said. That's what I went to the flashback in. I wanted it to see it. I wanted to see it in its entirety. What are they doing? And where are they? Wherever they're driving them, it's somewhere far, right? So,
right.
They might be taking him to a place similar to where Marvin was. You know what I mean? Like a clinic or something.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Because they're not going to kill him. I don't think they're going to kill him.
See, that's the thing. I was thinking that too, Eric. I was like, now, first of all, why didn't they show them actually ending his life and show his dead body?
Correct.
We know how power is about that shit.
Right.
And then I'm like, but what's the point of them taking him to like a rehab center or something? Because part of being in rehab is finding your triggers. Mm-hmm. His triggers is the fact he drinks because he feel bad about all the people he killed. So he can't go there and talk about why he there.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. So that's the whole point of why Rock and Marvin was looking for him, because he been running his mouth. So why would they take him to a rehab center? He got a whole nother group of people that he gonna be running his mouth to.
Yeah, Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Now that you say that, that's on point. I don't know, but like I said last recap, show it to us in its entirety. Y'all gonna make us wait a week to see where y'all taking them? That doesn't make any sense.
Right. Exactly. And I sure was thinking, I was like, okay, maybe they take him to a rehab center. You know, maybe he's not going to die. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he can't get past the drinking if he doesn't talk about the reasons why he drinks.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And he can't do that. So I'm like, I don't know. Like I said, the fact they didn't show him dying makes me think they didn't kill him. But at the same time, all they doing is taking him somewhere so he can run his mouth.
Right.
So we'll see. And then don't y'all remember, I don't know, we probably talked about it the first season or so, but remember Malcolm Mays was on Snowfall and they end up killing him off because he has some behind the scenes issues with folks?
I actually spoke to him on his live about that. And that's...
And what did he say?
He didn't full out say what really happened, but it was just on, he was like it was politics. It was like he said it was somebody in the show that didn't get along with him, so they didn't and instead of writing his character off like in a concrete guarantee, like in a solid way, they let him go like that. They just left him in a wind like that, because in Snowfall, what happened, he got shot in his leg, right? And then it was like, oh, he went to the hospital and he didn't make it. Like, that's a sad way to write a character off. And he said, he pretty much said it was politics of the TV show. And but I don't know if that's what's present here. I mean,
I'm hoping it's not present, because like Kim said last week, the whole season he's been a stumbling drunk.
Yeah.
Like, that's not challenging for an actor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the entire season. Like, the entire fucking season they did this to him.
Right. I'm like, okay, who did he piss off? And if they write him off by killing him, I'm like, to me, his character still has some development that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
I would hate to see Malcolm Mays go. I like him as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, this drunk thing, I can't deal with it.
Right. Well, hopefully they don't kill him. And of course, they'll absolutely 1,000% show us next week. I can't wait to see next week's episode. Thank you for joining me, Tiff. Thank you for joining me, Duran. I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. See ya.
Peace.
All right. See ya.
Thank you for listening to The Limitless Experience with Eric. Spread love. Peace out.